Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome to People Power and Politics. I am your host, Pearl Phillip. And joining me today, we have a very special guest, the Honorable Crystal Hudson, who is the council member for New York City's District 35 in Brooklyn, representing the neighborhoods of Prospect Heights, Fort Greene, Clinton Hill, and parts of Crown Heights and Bedford Stuyvesant. She's a public servant and community organizer committed to advancing change for her neighbors. Welcome, Ms. Hudson. So good to have you back here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to speak with you today.
So how are you?
I'm good. Excited to have concluded the first year in office and really looking forward to the second year.
Okay. And speaking about the first year, I know when we spoke when you were on the campaign trail and you had your Black agenda, we spoke in your first few months. How have you fared with your mandate of the Black agenda?
We have fared very, very well. I'm really proud to share with you that not only have we introduced several pieces of legislation coming out of our Black agenda, but the first bill that I passed in the New York City Council was one that was derived from the Black agenda. The very first bill I passed was one to address the Black maternal mortality crisis. We know that across the country, Black women die at a rate three times higher than their white counterparts during childbirth. And here in New York City, that rate is 12 times higher. And so we have a lot of work to do. And my first bill that was passed and signed into law by the mayor last year in 2022 was to ensure that every person who's giving birth has access to information about getting a doula, how doulas can be advocates for you during birth, and where to get access to doulas. So, you know, little by little, we're addressing the Black maternal mortality crisis.
Excellent. So let's talk about some of the other bills that you were able to pass.
Yeah. So another bill that we've passed was regarding universal child care, making it easier for us to eventually get to a place where we will have universal child care. So it was mandating a study for the likelihood, I suppose, is the best word, for the city to provide universal child care for everyone. And then we just recently, last week, passed a package of three bills that come out of my Age in Place NYC legislative package. Those three bills are specifically pertaining to our older adult population here in New York City. One was to ensure that all senior centers and older adult clubs across the city actually provide culturally relevant and competent programming and services. We know that 50% of folks in New York age 65 and over are foreign born. And so we want to make sure that, you know, as they age, as our immigrant population gets older, that they also have access to all of the resources and services that they deserve. The other two bills address the right to counsel for older adults. So in expanding right to counsel and making sure that folks age 60 plus who may not make under the 200% federal poverty line and therefore wouldn't qualify for right to counsel, that they would have free legal services provided to them as they face eviction. And then the third bill is a pamphlet for Know Your Rights, informing older adults of all their rights, all of the programs that they might be eligible for. I think oftentimes what happens is we have older adult centers that post information, that provide information to people who are coming into those older adult centers. But if you're an older adult who's not visiting those centers, who's not going to your local senior center, you may not know what you're eligible for. You may not know your rights as an older adult. And so this is mandating that NYC Aging, which is formerly known as the Department for the Aging, that they create and distribute a Know Your Rights pamphlet to all older adults, and then they report to the city council on those distribution and outreach efforts.
Okay, so I know that you are the chair of the aging committee.
Yes.
And you mentioned, you know, the older adults, and one of the issues that they face is deed theft. How are you addressing that? Because we know this is rampant in Brooklyn.
It is. And, you know, my district has lost 20% of its black population in the last 10 years. That's just in 10 years. It's not even in a full generation. I want to make sure that that doesn't happen in the next 10 years. And one of those ways is to, you know, ensure that we don't have cases of deed theft. We've had a couple of those cases in my office in the last year, not a ton, which I hope means that, you know, we're moving in the right direction and we're really eradicating deed theft. But for the few cases that we have had, we've been able to connect people to resources. I know that there was a case also in the neighboring district, and the Attorney General was involved in that. And so I know that it's a priority for a lot of us in Brooklyn in particular in addressing deed theft.
Okay. So immigrants, you represent a district that has a high population of immigrants, and we know about the influx of migrants to New York City. How have you been able to balance serving your constituents while welcoming those new migrants?
You know, we are proudly a sanctuary city here in New York City, and so it's been, a real privilege to be able to welcome these migrants and asylum seekers with open arms. Our community has certainly done that. We did a huge drive for, you know, everything from toiletries and clothing for kids and their parents, to toys over the holidays. And we had so many people that came out and contributed to that drive. And we were able to distribute those not just to the migrants arriving in our shelter system, but also to other students in our school system that we knew were also experiencing homelessness. So by, you know, I always say, you know, when we serve those of us who are most marginalized or those of us with the greatest needs, and everybody else benefits. And so that's a perfect example of, you know, while we were serving the needs of the migrants and of asylum seekers and new immigrants arriving in our community, what ended up happening was that we were able to support so many other people who are also marginalized and similarly marginalized in our shelter system.
And of course, you are the daughter of immigrants.
Of course, I'm the daughter and granddaughter of immigrants. I'm a proud first-generation American, third-generation Brooklynite. And I always explain that what that means is my grandparents came here a very long time ago. My mother followed. So I'm the first one born here, but my grandparents settled in Brooklyn a long time ago. And so I'm proud that, you know, for three generations, my family has been living right here in Brooklyn.
Okay. And Ms. Hudson, it seems like just yesterday you were talking about looking to represent District 35, mm-hmm. and now elections are coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. So how can one support your campaign to get you reelected so you can continue doing the good work that you're doing?
Well, for starters, people can surely share information about me, about my office and about my campaign with their friends, their neighbors, their loved ones. Let them know that I've been doing a great job. So that they can come out and vote for me again in June. People can learn more at my website at crystalforbk.com. You can sign up for our emails. You can sign up to volunteer, and you can also make a donation so that I can continue the great work that we've done in the past year in the next year to come.
All right. So we want to thank you so much for coming here, and please don't be a stranger. We look forward to having you
Absolutely.
Back again very soon.
And thank you so much for having me again. I look forward to being back very soon.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.